Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, welcome to the show. Glad you're with us this morning. I'm Mark. That is Scott Jagow down there in for Kim St. Ange, who is on vacation all this week, and Drew Young in here for Ethan Bright, who's also on vacation all this week, and Sue Thomas is off today as well. So we've been fortunate enough to have Roger Brand, the legend, fill in for her this morning. Sue will be back tomorrow, so we are glad that you're here with us. Hey, you know, it just dawned on me a second ago that Scott, I said to Scott Jagow, the Pope was in Chicago yesterday, and then I looked at the story and I realized, no, he wasn't, but he did address a crowd. And then Scott said, was it at the White Sox stadium? I'm like, well, it wouldn't have been the Cubs, right? Because he wasn't a Cubs fan. I don't think he would have been down for that. So no. they've got his he delivered an address via the big screen at an event, I guess, at Chicago's White Sox Rate Field is what they call it now. Rate Field.
Yeah, some of the names for like these stadiums.
It's a loan company, I guess, that sponsors
I'm sure it.
It
is. Yeah.
Huh. People probably pay more attention to that than
the White Sox.
The White
Sox. They're terrible.
These days, for sure. So that's going on. That happened yesterday, and I just realized that when we are keeping an eye on what's going on in Iran, because Israel has struck several more of their nuke sites this morning, and Iran is now targeting civilian sites. So there's the stark contrast in what's going on in Israel versus what's going on in Iran. They're doing targeted strikes of military personnel and military sites in Iran, and Iran is targeting civilian populations in Israel. That tells you all you need to know about the good guy and the bad guy in all of this. There were at least 10 casualties in Israel this morning as enough missiles were fired that apparently a couple of them managed to get through the Iron Dome defense. We're going to get you a live update of what's going on over there from Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio coming up here in about an hour. We'll go to live on the ground and get you an update on that. Plus, next section here, we're going to get to Ashley Smith Thomas and talk more about what the president knew before those strikes and comments by Lindsey Graham seeming to kind of want to push the president to get more involved in that war right now. So I'm not sure that this is the time for that yet, unless Israel somehow fails, which I don't think is going to happen. But we will get to her on that for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Drew, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Our soldiers have poured out their blood by the bucketful on Missionary Ridge, on the sands of Sicily, Normandy, and the Philippines, and on the dusty streets of Da Nang, Baghdad, and Fallujah. Thanks to their extraordinary service and devotion, 250 years later, America stands tall, America stands proud.
President Trump yesterday, of course, at the military parade, or Saturday, I should say, honoring the Army on the 250th anniversary of the formation of the Continental Army.
The U.S. Army has driven bayonets into the heart of sinister empires, crushed the ambitions of evil tyrants. Beneath the threads of American tanks, it's done so well, it's done so much. And
boy, that's the truth. A few more of the president's comments there, praising the United States military. Rand Paul, in case you missed it, was very critical of the U.S. having a parade to honor the Army, of all things. That was really weird.
We are following breaking news this hour. The manhunt in Minnesota is now over. The Associated Press saying authorities have caught 57-year-old Vance Belter, the suspect in the fatal shooting of a state representative and her husband.
That story out of Minnesota this morning. They found this guy hiding somewhere south of Minneapolis in the woods, apparently gave up and didn't resist, and is now in custody this morning.
It is wrong to scapegoat those who are here without documents, for indeed they are here due to a broken immigration system.
So that guy is a guy named Catholic Cardinal Blaise Kupich. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name properly, but not that I am all that worried about it. He is apparently the Cardinal of Chicago, which I only found out about earlier. So, at the same time I discovered there had been a speech by the Pope in Chicago yesterday, was because I found this bite. So, before they introduced the Pope, the Cardinal in charge of the church in Chicago got up to speak to the crowd there at Wright Field for the Chicago White Sox. And he said that. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute, what? What? I mean, listen, I understand how involved the Catholic Church has been in the support of people who are undocumented in this country. That's how they prefer to refer to them. They're illegal aliens who broke into our country. And I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I'm not Catholic, but I think this guy is off his rocker. I'm going to let you listen to what he said one more time.
It is wrong to scapegoat those who are here without documents, for indeed they are here due to a broken immigration system.
What exactly is broken about our immigration system? I'd love somebody to answer that question for me. I've heard that repeated over and over and over again for years. Our immigration system's broken. We need Congress to fix our immigration system. Our immigration system's not broken. We're the most generous country in the world. We allow 1 million people a year here. There's not another country in the world that allows a million legal immigrants in every year. We vet them. We make sure we've checked their background. We do all those things. We make sure they have a way to support themselves before we let them come into this country. Some are on student visas. Some are on work visas. We have the greatest system in the world. It's not broken. The only thing that's broken about it is that we didn't have good border security until Donald Trump got back in office. Now that we've shut down the southern border and parts of the northern border, we have a working immigration system again. Our immigration system is broken. What is this cardinal talking about? What's broken about it? The law is you can't just walk across the border into our country. You can't do that. And yet they seem to think it's okay for that to be done. Now here's I'll have to admit, this is what I loved. I printed this off, and I don't have it in front of me right now because I didn't grab it off the printer when I walked back in here. But somebody asked Grok. You know what Grok is on Facebook?
No.
So or on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter and somebody makes a statement, you can say, Grok, what does this mean? It's like their Siri. It's G-R-O-K.
Okay.
And it's like their artificial intelligence is what it is. And then Grok will give you the answer to whatever it finds when you ask it that question. So yesterday, upon this guy's comments, this bishop's comments or cardinal being posted, Mike says, Grok, what is the penalty for trespassing at the Vatican? And here's the answer from Grok. The penalty for illegal entry into Vatican City can include fines up to 25,000 euros and prison sentences of 1 to 4 years, especially for entry involving violence, threats, or deception. Administrative fines for lesser violations, like entering with expired permits, range from 2,000 to 5,000 euros. These measures reflect the Vatican's role as a sovereign state balancing security needs with its spiritual mission.
Wow, that's...
Sounds to me like the Vatican's immigration policy is broken. Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe it's secure.
Right. That's kind of the point.
I mean, yeah, thank you. I mean, that's the fallacy here, is that this guy wants to claim the U.S. immigration system. Our system isn't broken. The laws just aren't enforced. They enforce the laws at the Vatican. They have a big wall around the Vatican. Have you been there? I've been there twice. They have a big wall around the Vatican. And to get inside, you have to go through some hoops, pay a tour guide. They limit access to the Vatican, which is its own country, believe it or not. I'm sorry. I had to play that for you. I don't know who this cardinal is, but don't give me a break. Our immigration system's not broken. And whatever was out of whack, Donald Trump seems to have fixed. Now we just have to get rid of the excess. And that's what's we're in the process of doing right now. All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get to Ashley Smith Thomas, political strategist, founder and CEO of the Freedom Fund USA, to talk about what President Trump knew and maybe what he's being pushed to do when it comes to Iran. Are we going to get in a war over there? We're going to get to that for you coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A threat, a dual existential threat. One, the threat of Iran rushing to weaponize their enriched uranium to make atomic bombs with a specific and declared intent to destroy us. Second, a rush to increase their ballistic missile arsenal.
Yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu there, obviously. And he was speaking out yesterday, obviously, regarding these continued attacks on Iran. I don't think they're done. I heard this is going to last 2 weeks, and it didn't start till the middle of last week. So they've got clearly a marked out plan of what they're going to destroy. Here's the other thing for the Iranians, and we'll talk more about this coming up at the bottom of the hour with Ashley Smith-Thomas. Their air defense must suck. Can I just tell you that? Because Israel is able to fly bombers into their airspace and get back out, and they've only lost, I think, two aircraft. Well, I don't know if that number's been updated or not, but
you know what they did with the drones? They had they basically were already in Iran, and they like released drones to attack the the aircraft like defense system.
Okay, so. Smart.
And then Mossad. They came in with the bombers.
As usual, Mossad is a couple of steps ahead of what's going on. I want to get back to more real quick on this situation in Minneapolis. Go to cut number 12 for me, please.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and I'm. We worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
That was Melissa Hortman. She's now dead. She's the Minneapolis Democrat who spoke out the other day after voting for a budget bill that cut Medicaid payments. And she crossed over and voted with Republicans. She was the only Democrat to cross over and vote with Republicans on this bill that eliminated some Medicaid monies unless people, I guess, met work requirements or something. And not unlike what's in the Big Beautiful Bill. So Tim Walz came out and said that the killings were politically motivated. Well, Melissa, this is the confusing part of all this, because Melissa Hortman is a Democrat. She was, I think, the former House Speaker, and she just voted with Republicans for budget cuts in Minneapolis. And she was the first one to be killed by this crazy guy. And then he went and shot another Democrat. He didn't kill the second two people. He killed Hortman and her husband, which is just a tragedy. I mean, whoever did this is insane. You have a mental health deficiency if you take a gun and point it at somebody and kill them, regardless of what your politics are, right? But this case will be treated differently than the last crazy guy who did this, who was James Hodgkinson. Remember our Belleville friend who drove to Washington, D.C., Bernie Sanders campaign worker, drove to Washington, D.C., to kill Steve Scalise, and he had a hit list of Republicans specifically that he was going after. For the longest time, the media wouldn't even admit there was a hit list or confirm that he worked for the Bernie Sanders campaign. But people in Belleville knew him. He was a known figure over there in protests and all for years. That happened back in 2017. This one's being treated differently. They will try to pin this somehow on Donald Trump or the Donald Trump administration. Trump's already come out and condemned the violence. The Missouri Democrat Party put, I don't know how I got on their press release list, but I did. The Missouri Democratic Party put, they must have made a mistake over there somewhere, put out a press release yesterday, and shame on you, Russ Carnahan, blaming Republicans for not condemning the attacks in Minneapolis quickly enough. As you see them trying to manipulate this and make the argument that somehow Republicans were to blame for these Democrats getting killed in Minneapolis. This is the quote from Russ Carnahan. Waking up to the news this morning was horrific and marks a grave escalation in politically motivated violence against Democratic values and public servants pushed by far-right extremists. I wonder where Russ might have still been in Congress or was failing in his second bid, his bid for re-election, when James Hodgkinson went and shot people on a congressional baseball field. I'll have to go back and look and see how quickly Russ came out and issued a statement condemning far-left activists for encouraging violence against Republicans. I probably missed that at the time, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere. So, Russ, I'll go back and research that for you today, because that is political garbage. Donald Trump quickly condemned what happened up there. And this guy was a Tim Walz appointee. We don't even know what all of his background is. He may be a Republican. I don't know. But shame on you for politicizing that like that, for sure. All right, quick break here. Ashley Smith-Thomas coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because we were facing an imminent threat, a dual existential threat. One, the threat of Iran rushing to weaponize their enriched uranium to make atomic bombs with a specific and declared intent to destroy us. Second, a rush to increase their ballistic missile arsenal.
Yeah, of course, that is Benjamin Netanyahu talking about what's going on in Israel, the threat that the imminent threat that faced Israel if they had succeeded. And how do you wait any longer when you see that the clear delay tactics on the part of these mullahs to not reach a peace deal until they knew they had enriched enough uranium to make a bomb. It just seems so obvious what they were doing. We got Ashley Smith-Thomas on the phone, political strategist, founder and CEO of the Freedom Fund USA. Ashley, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
I've heard a lot of reports on this, and you know, I can't imagine with an ally like Israel that we weren't given a heads up this was about to happen. Clearly, we pulled key personnel or non-essential personnel from some of our foreign embassies prior to this attack happening. What's your take on that?
Well, that's such a great question. I mean, first, that was a big key indicator when the U.S. made that decision to pull personnel in key strategic areas in the Middle East from their embassies and consulates. I believe that was on Wednesday when that happened. And then on Thursday, Israel strikes Iran. You look at what all transpired, and on Thursday, President Trump told Fox News Channel's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, that he was aware that Israel was going to conduct preemptive strikes on Iran before they happened, but reiterated that the U.S. was not involved militarily and hoped Iran would return to the negotiating table. On Sunday, it was scheduled originally that U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and his team would continue the negotiations with their Iranian counterparts in Oman. However, that did not happen because according to Oman news agencies and Iranian state media, they reported that the talks have been suspended indefinitely and that Iran no longer plans to engage in nuclear talks with the U.S. after Israel launched their airstrikes Thursday. So it's going to be interesting to just see what happens here in the coming days. Clearly over the weekend, there were still strikes occurring both from Iran and Israel. President Trump still believes that a negotiation and a deal can be made. And so, again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the coming days. And the real question comes down to, and people are concerned if the U.S. is going to be pulled into a war and what will transpire there. So, again, time will tell, especially with this being a very fluid situation.
I would agree. You know, I mean, the thing I like to go back and consider sometimes what might have happened. I mean, these leaders in Iran must have been saying a prayer to whoever they pray to, Allah, whoever it is, that Joe Biden got elected president and was an absent president for 4 years. Because if he had gotten reelected, heaven forbid, or Kamala Harris, I don't think Israel would have had the backing of the U.S. to do what they did. And Lord knows what the consequences of that might have been, Ashley.
I completely agree with you 100%. And, watching this conflict, I just thank God that truly President Trump is our president right now and that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, that they didn't even win the election because under their leadership, Iran would have full nuclear capabilities. And I would not be surprised if we would have seen a launch of a nuclear war on Israel within the next year, especially when you have Iran continuing to chant death to Israel and death to America. They're not interested, in my opinion, in truly having a peace deal. And I think that is why we saw with President Trump, they were giving him the runaround. He put them on a 60-day notice to make a deal. On the 61st day is when they were struck by Israel. And so they still have yet to make a deal because they have no intentions of making a deal. And so I think that is why, again, I'm just so grateful that we have President Trump as our president right now. And you can tell that he's a strategist and he will admit that he's a student of Sun Tzu and the sense of art of war. And so I have no doubt that he has other plans and strategies up his sleeve on to try and get Iran to the negotiating table and make a deal here. However, at the same time, Israel has the right to defend itself. And I know that the U.S. is a strong ally of Israel. And President Trump has put Iran on notice that if they hurt any American and any U.S. personnel over in the Middle East, that there will be consequences. There's also been reports indicated that Israel has no intent on a ceasefire and having any type of peace deal conversations with Iran because they're there to fulfill their objective, which their objective is to destroy Iran's right. nuclear program. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But part of me is like, about time. Yeah. About time that Iran is held accountable.
There's been a lot of talk and weak deals by Obama and then Biden trying to go back to that. It's been pathetic how they've let Iran walk all over them from our left-leaning political leaders over the years. Go to cut six. I want to get Ashley's reaction to what Lindsey Graham said yesterday.
The worst possible outcome for the world is for the Iranian nuclear program to survive after all this. How do you destroy their program? Through diplomacy? I prefer that. Or through military action? If diplomacy is not successful and we left with the option of force, I would urge President Trump to go all in to make sure that when this operation is over, there's nothing left standing in Iran regarding their nuclear program.
A lot of conservatives are going to take issue with Lindsey Graham on this because they've already accused him of being a war hawk and just wanting the U.S. to get involved in more foreign wars. The interesting aspect of what he said is you would have to assume Israel's going to fail because the bombing has already started. I think you're right. The diplomatic side of it is over with. The bombing's already started. Do you see American forces involved in this, Ashley?
That's such a great question. There have been reports that indicated that where the nuclear facility is, it's in deep underground bunkers, and it's also tied to a side of a mountain. And Israel does not have the missile capability to penetrate that underground bunker, but the U.S. does. And so that is where then the question comes down to, is the U.S. going to get involved? President Trump was very adamant over the weekend. He didn't rule out that the U.S. would not get involved, but right now we're not involved militarily, but he would consider it. He's looking at all of his mm-hmm. options. I think that, to Senator Graham's point, the fact that this started, the fact that this is moving forward, let's just get it done and be done with. And I think that this would test Secretary Hegseth. I think this would also test President Trump's leadership. But I also know, too, Secretary Hegseth had made it very clear when he went through his confirmation hearing, he's not interested in nation building. It's let's go, let's attack the enemy, let's win, let's get out. And I think that is a really good strategy. Should the U.S. decide to intervene and get involved here? And I think the reason why Senator Graham is pushing this direction, to your point, conservatives are thinking he's a war hawk. But in this regard, I completely agree with him in that Iran needs to be held accountable. It is about time. I do not believe for one moment the Iranian government when they say that they don't have a nuclear program. I fully believe that they do. And that is why they're rushing to hurry up and finish the enrichment of their uranium. It was a bad deal with the Obama admin, with the JCPOA. No one was holding them accountable. And then you have billions of dollars from the U.S. going to Iran under the Biden administration.
Right.
And here's the thing, too. You look at Iran, they're the world's number one sponsor of global terrorism, mm-hmm. while their own people suffer at the hands of the extremist government. Again, it's about time that they're held accountable. And I think what Israel is doing is not only defending itself, but is also holding Iran accountable. So it's going to be interesting to see how the U.S. responds. I would not be surprised to see the U.S. get involved. That would not shock me. But I think, you know, if it's under the guise of what Secretary Hegseth had talked about in his confirmation of hearings of get in, get out, then I believe we can expect that coming from the United States.
Ashley Smith Thomas, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Good to get her on here. All food for thought. I just hope there's not some sort of false flag operation just to draw the U.S. into this, like a bomb going off at a U.S. embassy or something like that. To enrage Americans and try to get fire in their belly to get involved. This, we need to do this with much forethought before we commit any U.S. forces to any of this. That doesn't mean I don't want us to give Israel one of those bunker buster bombs that they might need to blow that mountain up in Israel, because they buried their key enrichment factory, as she mentioned it, their program, under a huge mountain. And getting to it is not going to be easy. But hopefully we can give them what they need to get that taken care of. It'd be my take on it for sure. All right, let's get to a quick break here. We got Scott on the spot coming up next hour. Jonathan Savage live from Israel, the latest on overnight attacks over there. Jeff Manasso on those protests that took place around the country. What do they call that? The No One Cares? No Kings, wasn't it? Oh, that was it. All right, we'll get to all that for you coming up. Stick around.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, over the weekend, Governor Kehoe signed a bill into law, a couple of bills, actually. One would provide $100 million in disaster relief. Presumably, a lot of this is aimed at the tornado that hit St. Louis last
right.
month. If you add that to the $30 million that the city is going to approve from Rams settlement money this week, that's $130. And then there's another $70 from FEMA, so that's $200 million. But the estimates of the damage from the May 16th tornado are around $2 billion. So $200 million versus $2 billion. I don't know how they're going to close that gap, but that's the situation right now.
Well, I'd love to know where that $2 billion number comes from.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, is that projecting lost business? Is that, I mean, in terms of physical damage, I drove through that area with a friend of mine who's a police officer, and it's incredible to see what it did to some of these homes. Are just a pile of bricks. It's not in an area that was that expensive in terms of building or living to begin with,
was already dilapidated
in many cases. Yeah. I just wonder where the $2 billion figure comes from. I don't know the answer to that.
I said something about that on Friday because I agree. I think there are lots of ways to go here in terms of rebuilding. You mentioned, like, how many buildings does the city own in this affair? And then how are they going to reinvest in those buildings or, mm-hmm. you know, start over from scratch and all that stuff? Plus insurance. There's so many questions. And tax credits are part of these bills from the state for homeowners insurance to pay their premiums and things like that. There's a lot of details in there. One of the other bills that he signed was the one about stadium construction. I don't know how you feel about this, about the idea of taxpayers funding a significant portion of stadiums.
I'm sickened by it.
Okay.
And Drew brought up the best question in the morning. As a Bills fan, your tax dollars are going to be paying for the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium.
Yeah. I don't love that.
I'm sorry, Drew. That was the best comment of the morning, my friend.
I agree.
Oh my gosh!
It's a combination of income possibly tax, and then they are also having a tax on sales at the stadium. So if you use the stadium, if you buy things at the stadium, there's a sales tax that goes toward it.
We had the governor on making his case for this, and he claims that there are thousands of employees of the ballpark. Those would be vendors and the businesses and the people that do parking. And obviously the smaller amount of that number would be the players and the staff for the actual organizations. But he says thousands of jobs were at risk, and those we didn't want to risk losing those to Kansas. And that's why the state needed to come forward. Now, I know the state incentivizes companies to come to Missouri and to try to stay in Missouri. But the family that owns the Chiefs specifically, and I don't know about the family that owns the Royals, they're multi-millionaires. And to think that they could not afford to do this on their own if it was really that important to them is a joke. And the fact that they're blackmailing us, and their reaction to it was, after the bill was passed, was, well, we'll consider it. Like, they were very cool to it because it didn't match the 70% that Kansas is offering. And I'm like, you arrogant SOBs, how dare you have that attitude? We just offered you
half.
Half, but what does it come out to? Like, $1.5 billion over 30 years? I don't know how much it was. Some incredible amount of money.
That's exactly
over 30 years. And we'll consider it. Thank you. Are you kidding me? That's how you piss off your fans right there. you just keep going, and that's what you're going to end up with, is a bunch of peed off taxpayers, for sure. Coming up, Jonathan Savage, live from Israel at the top of the hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.